Sagt der Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Makkos. Perek Gimel, Mishnah Yud Gimel. Yada Tefach. Yada means literally the hand, but it means the handle. Throughout Mishnayos, when it says Yad, it means something that I hold on to the item with. Yada Tefach. This strap that we spoke about in the previous Mishnah had a handle that was one Tefach long. Its length was a Tefach, explains the Batan Ruda. Verach Betefach, and the strap's width was one Tefach as well. So again, the handle was a tefach long. The width of the actual strap that the hitting was done with was a tefach wide. Its tip reached the edge of his stomach. In other words, the strap had to be long enough that when the person giving malchus, who as you remember from the last Mishnah, is standing on a stone behind the person getting the malchus, then he hits the sinner's chest. And the tip of the strap reaches over his shoulders, over his body, down to his stomach. The Batanur explains that the strap was adjustable, so it was lengthened or shortened according to the size of the person getting the malchus. Umakoi say this Chazan HaKnesses, the one who gave the malchus, hit the person receiving the malchus, shlish milafonav, one-third of the lashes on his chest, ushteyadois milaachrav, and two-thirds of the lashes on his back, and as we explained in the previous Mishnah, was one-third on each shoulder. Now, the person receiving the malchus, he wasn't standing upright, he wasn't sitting, he was leaned over, as the Mishnah explains. He doesn't hit this person getting the malchus, not while the person getting the malchus is standing, not while he's sitting, rather he's leaning over. He leans over the wooden pillar that we discussed about earlier, with his hands tied to the side. Shnemar, as the pasuk says, "V'pilei ha-shofet," literally the shofet will lower him. "V'amaka maka b'yodi achas b'chol koichai," and the one who gives the malchus, he holds the strap with one hand, and he hits him b'chol koichai with all of his koich. And the Matanur explains, when he lifts the string, he lifts it with both hands. When he comes down to hit, it's with one hand and it's with all of his koich. The pasuk says, "Maka rabba." You would think, well, of course, he was giving him malchus. He whips him with all of his strength. Chas v'shalom. He only did it because the pasuk says what he has to do. We're going to see later, if he gave one extra malchus, he's over a lav min ha-toida. Okay, so we learned in our Mishnah Yud Gimel, that the handle of the strap was a tefach long. The width of the strap itself was a tefach. It was wide a tefach. It had to be long enough that the person doing the hitting, who was standing behind him, was able to throw it over his shoulder, and it reached the edge of his stomach in front. The makas were divided, a third in front, two-thirds behind, one-third on each shoulder. The person receiving the malchus was neither standing or sitting, rather leaning over, as the pasuk says, v'hipiloi ha-shayfet. And the one who gives the malchus holds the strap with one hand and hits with all of his koich.